Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Tony with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, real estate agents are now wearing body cameras as the housing crisis continues and causes conflicts with tenants and people looking for homes. A Queensland property officer has said she fitted her staff with the cameras after one of her agents was locked inside by a tenant. UQ lecturer and behavioural expert Michael Nuttall says this behaviour is not surprising as tensions rise within the housing crisis.
An inquest has heard of a child who died in rock pools below a popular Gold Coast waterfall was in the care of the state government at the time. The child drowned in Cedar Creek Falls in April last year. The court was told the child met up with a child safety officer who had been searching for them. The youth worker had allegedly told the child not to enter the water. The inquest is due to continue until Thursday.
In national news, a Monash study reveals that despite the cost of living increasing, Australian consumers prioritise sustainability in their shopping decisions. The study found different shopping behaviours between older and younger aged groups, with younger consumers aged 18 to 34 being more willing to pay for ethically produced products and recommend eco-friendly products to friends. Research and Strategy Director at Australian Consumer and Retail Studies, Stephanie Arteau, says 85% of consumers voted durability as the most important sustainability factor when making retail purchases.
After the government's announcement of changes to vaping laws in May, the Albanese government is set to legislate these changes and boost agency powers. In a welcome development by public health experts, Australia's ban on non-therapeutic and single-use vapes will soon be underpinned by new laws rather than focusing on regulation. University of Sydney School of Public Health Professor Becky Freeman says new legislation rather than delegating regulation to agencies is good news and would set the vaping industry far back from achieving its goals.
In international news, a Sudanese official says a plan should be put in place to end the conflict between the army and the RSF amid the continuing violence in Sudan. The deputy head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, Malik Agar, says, quote, "At the end of the day, the war will end at a negotiating table." Agar says the current focus on the government is to end the war and post-war efforts will focus on rebuilding state institutions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.